Keith Peters reporting. Authorities are urging people in the Pacific Northwest to avoid travel as an ice storm turns mountain highways treacherous and topples trees onto power lines. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says there's a little bit of a break before it comes back the next day.
We have additional potential for some heavy precipitation moving in on Thursday. And Thursday looks like it could be pretty messy, even in Portland. It looks like there's going to be enough cold air at the surface to produce some freezing rain. So definitely a messy situation for the West for the next few days.
It remains very cold across much of the country. The Department of Veterans Affairs says its new suicide prevention program is already saving lives. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The VA says since it launched its emergency suicide prevention program last year, nearly 50,000 veterans have benefited from its services. The program allows veterans to go to any VA or non-VA medical center and get free emergency care if they're suffering from an acute suicidal crisis. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough says the program has likely saved thousands of lives and that, quote, "We want all veterans to know they can get the care they need when they need it, no matter where they are." Bob Agnew reported.
A U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden has come under attack from a bomb-carrying drone launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The attack on the Genco Picardy represents the second in recent days targeting vessels directly linked to America after U.S.-led strikes targeting the Houthis. It also underlined the risks to shipping in the vital waterway amid Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. A Houthi spokesman identified the ship and threatened more attacks to come. The ship's owner did not immediately respond to a request for comment. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 94 points, the Nasdaq dropped 88, the S&P lower by 26. This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, "the United States has the blood of many on its hands." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pope is not backing down on his order that Catholic priests bless same-sex civil unions. Speaking in an interview with an Italian talk show, the pontiff doubled down and insisted the Lord blesses everyone. His order has sparked remarkable opposition from church leaders. Africa's bishops have united in a continent-wide refusal to implement the Vatican Declaration, and individual bishops in Eastern Europe, Latin America, and elsewhere have also rejected it. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street slipped again after a stronger-than-expected report on the U.S. economy weakened hopes that easier interest rates would arrive soon. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, its second straight drop. Rising yields in the bond market again put downward pressure on stocks. Yields climbed after a report showed sales at U.S. retailers were stronger last month than economists expected, which could keep upward pressure on inflation. That could push the Federal Reserve to wait longer than traders expect to begin cutting rates. The Dow was down 94 points to close at 37,266. The Nasdaq lost 88 to 14,855. The S&P dropped 26 points to 4739. New York oil rose 16 cents to $72.56 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.